Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to do battle with Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference double-dip action. It'll be the women's game to start things off. The men's game will close it down. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest with a 2-7 GPAC mark, 8-9 overall. Nebraska Wesleyan has struggled this year. They're 0-8 in the conference, 1-12 overall. This is one of four Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball games happening this afternoon across the conference footprint. The Dort College Defender women and men both trying to bounce back from losses on Wednesday evening at the hands of the Morningside Mustangs. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. We're seated courtside, as is our custom. We begin this afternoon by taking a look at the matchup through the eyes of the head coach, that is Coach Craig Steensma, talking about today's game with Nebraska Wesleyan. Coach Craig Steensma, the Dort College Defenders, get set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan, Great Plains Athletic Conference play. And, Coach, you play Morningside on Wednesday evening. Now it's Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, and Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that thus far this season has had difficulty getting wins in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. What do you know about Nebraska Wesleyan?
Well, they're a young team. They're very tall. They're pretty talented. They have struggled to get wins, as we all have, in a conference that's very, very tough. And wins are hard to come by. They've struggled in different aspects of the game. One of the things is if we can get out and run on them, I think we'll have an advantage there. But they have great post players, and they're very athletic post players. So we're going to have to do a great job defensively to slow them down today.
What kind of pacing do they want to play the game at?
They like to run in different situations, but they like to slow it down and play half court as well. So. And we obviously want to increase the pace and go up tempo a little bit more.
What do you take away from a game on Wednesday night with Morningside? What do you talk about on Thursday afterwards, and then in preparing for Nebraska Wesleyan?
Yeah, we pulled some of the game tape apart, a lot of really good plays in the first half, and some good shots that we missed. But we also looked at the mistakes, and making 25 mistakes is just too many to win on the road against a team that's leading, I think you said they're second or leading the country in steals. We have to be better than that. In our last three games before that, we were 15 or under in turnovers, and that's where we need to be, and it doesn't matter who the opponent is.
How's the health of your team? Jamie Cook, how has her progress been in coming back from that injury? I know Wednesday night, it just seemed like a lot of people weren't playing that well. I'm not going to blame that on an injury for her, but how's her progress?
It's going slow. She doesn't necessarily feel a little better every day. If she practices, it's still very sore, and she has to make sure that she can't do a lot of the same things as she did. She can't catch the ball quite as well or quickly. She has to take a little more time before making a move to make sure she has it in both hands. She's going to play, and Elise is a couple weeks out yet from getting to the doctor, so she'll have to wait two more weeks yet before we'll know anything on her. Kara continues to battle, and battling knee problems, and her knees really bother her quite a bit, but she goes out there and gives us everything she's got. And so, if you're going to play, you're going to play without excuses and play as hard as you can. And if you can't play, then you can't play. So we're just going to have to go with the health we have right now and make the most of our opportunities.
Nebraska Wesleyan comes into today's contest 1-12, 0-8 in the women's GPAC play. They have beaten McMurray to start the season. They've lost 12 in a row since. They nearly won its second game of the season December 29 when they dropped a triple overtime decision to Iowa Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves score 60.2 points per game and allow 79.5 points per contest. Opponents are converting 34.0% of the field goals they take, while Wesleyan is making 38% of the field goals they attempt. The Wolves face a 43.8 to 36.8 rebounding disparity on average, and they've turned the ball over 323 times this season in 13 games, while forcing 232. Felicia Tatalski is scoring 15.6 points per game, and her rebounding average is 3.2 with 20 assists and 15 steals. Courtney Cook is good for 11.2 points per game, and she has a team-high 6.2 rebounds per game. Bridget Butcher is good for 10.6 points per game, and she gets to 5.9 rebounds. Kelly Sanchez and Amanda Diaz are scoring 6.1 and 5.7 points per game. The Defender women are 8-9 overall, 2-7 in the GPAC. They have wins this season in the league over Doan and Mount Marty. Dort started the season with a 6-2 mark, but they've dropped seven games since then, with all seven losses coming at the hands of teams either in the top 25 or in their respective divisions or are receiving votes in the polling. Craig Steensman's team is averaging 69.9 points per game. They allow 72.5 points per outing. They're giving up 39.6 rebounds per game while getting to 37.9 points rebounds per contest. The Defenders convert 40.6% of their field goals, and opponents make 38.9% of the field goals that they take. Dort's making 31.6% of the three-point shots they take. They've been forced into 314 turnovers through 17 games. Opponents have committed 294. Caleb Urquhart is averaging an active team high, 12.3 points per game. The inactive leader is Elise Marish, who's out with injury. She's averaging 16.2 points per game. Caravan Dyke scores 11.8 points per game, 7.6 rebounds. Jamie Cook scores 11 points per game, takes down 5.8 rebounds per contest. Danelle Bowen has a team-high 33 pointers made. Kim Cruz and Jasmine Skelhaus each average 4.6 points per game. Micah Hulst and Abby Chapman score 4.4 and 4.3 points per game, respectively. Hulst has a 4.6 rebounding average. Elise Marish, who hasn't played since December 19, was grabbing 4.2 rebounds per game and is scoring 16.2 points per outing. Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the guests from Nebraska Wesleyan, they will start number 3, Cassandra Sulski, 5'9 freshman from Colorado Springs, averaging 1.3 points per game. Number 5 is Courtney Cook, a 6-foot sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 11.2 points per game. Amanda Diaz is a 5'11 freshman from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 5.7 points per contest. Felicia Tikolsky is averaging 15.6 points per game. She's a 5'9 sophomore from Perth, Nebraska. And rounding out the starting lineup for Nebraska Wesleyan is number 42, and that is a late change to the starting lineup for Nebraska Wesleyan. Number 42, we'll have to double check on who that is. For Dort College, they will start Caleb Urquhart, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.3 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus wears number 11. She's averaging 4.6 points per game. She's a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Number 15 is Danelle Bowen, a 5'7 senior from Sibley, averaging 7.6 points per game. Number 23 is Jessica Gelsma, a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 4.5 points per contest. And rounding out the starting lineup is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 11.8 points per game. Let's take a break and be back with the start of today's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, and I think we may have a problem with the official scorebook. To start this basketball game, I believe Dort College might be shooting some free throws. We'll have to sort it out. I'm trying to figure out, and it stems from who the player is that is in the scorebook. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. Well, I believe we've got it sorted out. The score book incorrect for Nebraska Wesleyan. Amanda Diaz wearing number 40 today instead of number 10. Bridget Butcher wearing number 42 instead of number 40. And all that adds up to the score book being incorrect. A technical foul assessed. Kara Van Dyke makes both free throws, and we are underway. Dort College has possession with the start of today's basketball game. Pass comes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses it out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Jeremy Angbers, sitting next to me, spotting for our official stat crew today, commented to me that he has never seen a basketball game start that way before. I've seen it a couple of times, and this is the first time I recall it being in Dort College's favor. With it on the right side is Bowen. Bowen out front, Skelhaus. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke off of the glass. Good. And Kara Van Dyke starts the game with 4 straight points for the Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wesleyan over the basketball. This is Diaz. Diaz out front. She gives it off to Cook. Cook with the basketball back to Diaz. Diaz jumper right wing is good. Amanda Diaz with a two-point basket. Here we come the other way. With it right side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Left side over to Bone. Bone puts it on the floor hard into the lane. Drives in, draws some contact, and the foul's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. Foul's going to go on Bridget Butcher. Butcher whistled for foul number one. Not the way you want to start a basketball game off, basically giving 4 points to the opponent, or I should say 2 points, and then possession. With a basketball, Danelle Bone shooting a pair of free throws. First one is up, no good. Another one on the way for Bone. Bone, a 69% free throw shooter. Another one on the way for the senior from Sibley, Iowa. Her free throw is up, rattles it out, no good. Your college leads 4-2. They pass it off to Bridget Butcher, and Butcher travels with it before she can put the ball on the deck. York College basketball with it. Inbounding will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it in to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it up. Skelhaus in between the circles. She passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Kayla out front. Danelle Bone. Bone, three-pointer, top of the key. Good. Well, their free throws must have been too close. She makes the three-pointer from the top of the key. Bucket is good for Bone, and the Door College defenders extend their lead to 7-2 as we start this afternoon's contest. With the basketball out front is Tucholsky. Tucholsky fires it over to Cook. Cook drove baseline, tried to reverse the ball, and it goes out of bounds, less touched by the Door College, I beg your pardon, by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Door College basketball. Bringing the ball up for the defenders will be Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Skelhaus. Jasmine with it. Feeds it down low to the post. That's Jelsma. Jelsma playing the four to start today's basketball game. Right side it goes back over to Skelhaus. She'll put up a three. She hits it. Jasmine Skelhaus. When I arrived at the gym earlier this morning, late morning, Jasmine was working on her shot. So at least for the first shot of the day, it pays dividends for the sophomore from Pella. Pass goes down low. Kara Van Dyke taps it away. Nebraska Wesleyan driving baseline shot, no good, but a foul on the play, and Felicia Tucholsky will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on the North College defenders, and that's going to be on Kayla Brookice. Foul number one on Brookice. Our officials today, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Mike Hempel, Jim Hempel, and Ryan Freeze. First free throw, no good by Tucholsky. Tucholsky is a 62% free throw shooter. Tucholsky with another free throw on the way. This one is up and down. So Tucholsky makes one of two, and the defender lead is 10-3. With a basketball is Skelhaus. Swing it left side over to Bone. Bone gives it up. Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Has to retreat. Comes back over to Bone. Bone back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, top of the key. Right side it goes Brookice. Brookice with it on the wing. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up to Bone. Bone into Skelhaus. Skelhaus back out on the perimeter. Brookice. Brookice, hesitation move. Her shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a rebound. Coming back the other way, the Prairie Wolves. Prairie Wolves have it. Diaz. Diaz drives the lane. She draws contact. It's going to be on Van Dyke or Bone. The foul's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. I didn't think she was in the vicinity, but she's going to be called for her first foul of the day. First free throw is up, no good. Another one on the way for Amanda Diaz. 17-14 left to play, first half. York College 10, Nebraska Wesleyan 3, just underway. Second free throw is up and good. Diaz makes one of two. And the Door College lead is 10-4. Micah Hulst will check in at the next dead ball. They give it over to Jelsma. Jelsma right elbow to the lane. Jelsma feeds it left side back over to Bone. Bone gives it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke faces up, turns, dribbles with the left, short jumper, good. Kara Van Dyke with 6 first half points. Door College leads 12-4. 16:50 remaining, first half. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. They pass it right side over to Butcher. Butcher lob pass over the top. She finds Tucholsky. Tucholsky muscles her way up and good. Tucholsky with 3 points. North College leads 12-6. Coming back the other way is Skelhaus. Skelhaus drives the lane, puts it up. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Jasmine Skelhaus to shoot two. As she was fouled in the act of shooting. Two more players checking in for the defenders. Abby Chapman, a sophomore from Colorado, will check in. Another player joins us at the scorer's bench. Kim Cruz, and it'll be Robin Blunt. Checking out, Jelsma, Bone, Brookice. Cruz will check in for the shooter, Skelhaus, if she can make the second free throw. Otherwise, her entry into the game will be delayed, and it is delayed as the second free throw is no good. It's 13-6, 16-20 remaining, first half. Pass right side to Tucholsky. Tucholsky feeds it to Butcher. Butcher, two-point basket off the assist, is good. York College leads 13-8. Right side is Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Abby Chapman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke with the ball, comes back to Blunt. Blunt with it right wing. Blunt picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, step back, three on the way, got it. Oh, they say it's just a two. A two for Jasmine Skelhaus. Dort College leads 15-8. Good to see Jasmine knock down some shots here in the early going. Season average of 4.6 points per game. Like to see that a little bit higher. She's on her way today with six first half points. Tucholsky, three-pointer, missed it strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College playing Holston, Van Dyke together. Van Dyke able to manage to stay out of foul trouble. That's been an issue last few games. Three on the way by Chapman is good. Abby Chapman with the three-point basket. The Dort College defenders lead it 18-8. 18-8 our score. Wesleyan basketball. Diaz will run a set play. She gets the play in from the sideline. In between the circles, picks up her dribble, goes left side over to Cook. Cook dribbles it out of bounds, off of her leg. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leads it 18-8. New players checking in for the defenders. That's Kim Cruz and Emily Newman. So now Holst will slide over to the five. Newman will play the four. With it out front is Cruz. Cruz basketball, pass left side over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman spots up. She'll put up a three. Bangs it down. Three-point basket for Abby Chapman. She's got six. And the defenders lead 21-8. 21-8 our score. Well, the basketball is Nebraska Wesleyan. And we've got a foul out front called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. Oh, they're going to call Newman. Well, I'm not guessing right so far. And evidently they only gave Chapman a two on that last shot instead of a three. She's got 5 points, so I've got to scratch out that three and make it a two. With the right side, with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan drive into lane. It's up and good. Michael Holst commits the personal foul. For Holst, that is foul number one. And free throws on the way for Butcher. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And Butcher makes one of two free throws. She makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. And the defender lead is 20-11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Nebraska Wesleyan uses a timeout. Kim Cruz going coast to coast on the inbounds pass. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. I'm trying to sort out everything with this Nebraska Wesleyan roster right now. Kelly Sanchez is in the ballgame. Did not anticipate seeing her today. She's not played a lot, according to my statistics, so far this season. Kim Cruz makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. So second free throw on the way for Cruz is up and down. Kim Cruz makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 22-11. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Diaz. Diaz with it on the left wing. Diaz picks up her dribble. She passes it out front to Tucholsky. Tucholsky spin move into the lane. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Now she'll put her on the deck again. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with a rebound. She passes off to Kim Cruz. Cruz diagonal pass over to Jamie Cook. Cook feeds it off right side Chapman. Chapman's pick and roll. They get it back over to Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, with her team leading 22-11. Well, things starting well for the Dort College defenders. And the Dort College defenders will shoot free throws with Jamie Cook stepping up. Now Cook playing with that splint on her right pinky and ring finger. Jamie Cook makes the first free throw. Kim Cruz will check out. Another free throw on the way. And we've got a new player checking into the ballgame for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan's Emma Neal will check into the contest. Checking out is Courtney Cook for Wesleyan. That foul, by the way, went on Courtney Cook. Second free throw is up and good for Jamie Cook for the Dort College defenders. Dort College has already shot 10 free throws this afternoon. They are not into the bonus yet. So that gives you an indication. Dort College with the basketball out front. They get it to Robin Blunt. Blunt, left side. Comes back over to Newman. Newman shot off the side of the backboard. And going to call it for being out of bounds as she grabs it. She's on the baseline. Throwing the ball in for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Amanda Diaz. So all four of the fouls called on Nebraska Wesleyan have been shooting fouls, and then you've got to factor in the technical foul because of the scorebook issue earlier. With the basketball is Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez to Butcher. Butcher with the basketball. Butcher on the left wing. Butcher picks up her dribble. She passes over to Emma Neal. Neal with the basketball. Neal gives it up to Sanchez. Sanchez shot is good. Sanchez with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders come racing back the other way. Two-point basket for Abby Chapman. Chapman with seven first-half points, and the defender lead is 26-13. Coming back the other way, we've got a foul called on the defenders. Going to the free throw line will be Amanda Diaz. That foul called on the Dort College defenders and Abby Chapman. Chapman picks up the personal. That's her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Another free throw on the way for Amanda Diaz. Diaz averaging 5.7 points per contest. Another free throw coming for Diaz. .12:41 left to go in the first half. Diaz makes the second free throw. She's got five first-half points, and the defender lead is 26-15. With the right side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone comes back out front. Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gives it up. Cook. Cook back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke splits the defense. Loses it out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be the defenders. They get it in. Into the corner, Bone. Bone with it out to the wing. Feeds it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns. Her shot over the left shoulder with the right hand is good. Dort College shooting it well early today. Van Dyke with 8 points, and the defenders lead 28-15. Brookhice gets into the passing lane. Brookhice with a steal. She's got the run out. Layup with the right hand, good. Kayla Brookhice with a two-point basket. Her first of the day. Dort College extends the lead to 30-15 with 11:51 left to play in the first half. Down to the baseline with the basketball is Sanchez. Sanchez to Diaz. Diaz with the basketball. Feeds it down low. Sanchez. Sanchez puts it down the floor, and tying her up is Jamie Cook. Alternating possession, it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 11:39 left to play. Throwing the ball in will be Diaz. Diaz looking for Sulski, instead feeds it to Tucholsky, and Tucholsky has it go out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Throwing the ball in for Nebraska Wesleyan is Tucholsky. Tucholsky to Sulski. Sulski picks up her dribble. She comes right side over to Tucholsky. Tucholsky down to the block. Butcher. Butcher shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Brookhice. Brookhice will bring it up the floor. Brookice, right side, it goes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Bone, reversal back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice, three, rattles it in. Taylor Brookice with the three-point basket. Dort College out to a 33-15 advantage. Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that has been allowing, on average, 79.5 points per game. So far, Dort College getting high percentage open shots. Battle for it on the offensive end for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College comes away with it. Comes over right side over to Brookice. Brookice thought about the three, feeds it instead over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up, short corner right side. Back over to Bone. Bone, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone. Bone with six. Dort College leads 36-15. Five three-pointers already today for the defenders by my count. Pass goes left side, Butcher. Butcher with the basketball on the wing. Butcher on the right elbow, picks up his her dribble. She goes right side. Down to the baseline is Courtney Cook, and Cook has called for an offensive foul. That's foul number two on her. Nebraska Wesleyan's going to call timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play, 36-15. Comes back right side over to Bone. Bone to Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it up, Brookice. Brookice back, gets it left wing. Three-pointer is good. Here the Brookice buries another three. She's got 8 points. Dort College leads 39-15. An amazing pace for the defenders for these first 10 minutes. They have not missed many shots. Six of them have come from behind the three-point line. Kara Van Dyke with a block shot of Courtney Cook. Courtney Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Courtney Cook. This will be the eighth and ninth free throws shot today for Nebraska Wesleyan. First free throw is no good. Another one on the way. This one's up and good. So Courtney Cook makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders lead at 39-16. 39-16, our score. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes right side, Bone. Bone to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the top of the key. Right side it goes Bone. Bone gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Skelhaus. Skelhaus a three. Unbelievable. Jasmine Skelhaus with 9 points. Dort College cooking from the three-point line. Shot on the other end by Nebraska Wesleyan, no good. Underneath, they kick it out. Three on the way by Kelly Sanchez. Her shot is no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, hesitates. Comes back left side. Bone, three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan and Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. It's 42-16, Dort College in front. Come back, Sanchez. Sanchez to Sulski. Sulski to Sanchez. Sanchez, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken by Wesleyan, and the putback by Butcher is good. She's got seven. Dort College leads 42-18. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus stops, top of the key, three-pointer is good. Jasmine Skelhaus with three threes. Dort College leads 45-18. 8:33 remaining, first half. Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Diaz. Diaz comes back out front to Tucholsky. Tucholsky drives. Kick out pass, right side. Wesleyan with the basketball. Butcher, and Butcher drives into the lane, and we've got a foul on the play called either on Jelsma or Van Dyke. It's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her second personal foul. Dort College out to a commanding 45-18 lead with 8:21 left to go in the first half. First free throw no good, is up and good for Butcher. Butcher makes the first. She's got another one coming. She's got 8 points. Another free throw on the way. And this one is up and good. Butcher makes them both. She's got three field goals and three free throws for 9 points. Dort College leads 45-20. They give it to Newman. Newman at the high post. She goes right side back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman puts it on the floor on the baseline. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Brookice back over to Cruz. Cruz back out front. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Feeds it down low for Van Dyke. And Van Dyke is hacked over the top by Butcher. Butcher picks up foul number two. That is team foul number six on Nebraska Wesleyan in this half. Dort College leading. They get it right side, Brookice. Brookice three, rattles it in and out, no good. Now jump ball called on the alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz forces the tie-up. It'll be defender basketball. Donnell Bone will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Van Dyke with the basketball over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz, lob pass over the top, finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup, good. Kara Van Dyke with 10 first half points. Dort College leads 47-20. 7:40 remaining in the half. Ziegenbeam passes it over to Butcher. Butcher with a 2-point basket. Dort College's lead is 47-22. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Brookice. Brookice to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone looking down low. Comes back over to Cruz instead. Cruz feeds it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Her runner from the baseline, no good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. And Tucholsky. Tucholsky trying to go coast to coast. Drives, kick out pass. Comes back over to Ziegenbeam. And a reach-in foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal. Team foul number 8. Ziegenbeam will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, I beg your pardon, this will be a 1-1. The foul came before any shot attempt. 7:05 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is not good. Score remains 47-22. Pass into the front court, Brookice. Brookice with it on the wing. Kayla comes back over to Bone. Bone to Cruz. Cruz looking for the angle. Tries to pass it down low, and it's kicked out of bounds by Tucholsky. It'll be Dort College basketball again. Solsky checks out. Sanchez checks in. Bone inbounding the basketball. Bone to Brookice. Brookice layup missed it. No good. Gets her own rebound back. We'll reset it. Comes out front, Cruz. Cruz to Bone. Bone looking down low for Holst. Gets it to Micah Holst. Holst on the block. Holst lays it up. Good. Micah Holst with a 2-point basket. 49-22, Dort College leading. 6:30 remaining, first half. Pass goes down low to Tucholsky. Tucholsky feeds it off. As she's double-teamed, gets it away to Butcher. Butcher, 2-point basket is good. Butcher with 13 first-half points. Dort College leads 49-24. 6:15 remaining, first half. Brookice feeds it down low for Holst. Holst back over to Bone. Bone to Cruz. Cruz trying to find Brookice. Gets it to Brookice, but Brookice is tied up on the play as she has to go to the ground to get the ball. And Dort College We'll play defense. Nebraska Wesleyan calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the basketball is Tucholsky, and Tucholsky is called for traveling. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With it out front is Chapman. Chapman gives it off to Skelhaus. And Skelhaus looking down low. We had a hold called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Cassandra Solsky. Solsky whistled for the personal foul. And going to the free throw line now will be two free throws for Micah Holst. Holst, free throw is up and good. Actually, it was a 1-1. There was no shot involved. There's a foul called on the post defense. Another free throw on the way for Holst. Holst is a 55% free throw shooter. makes the first one, makes the second. Two for two. She's now 19 for 33 this season. And the defenders lead 51 to 24. Wesleyan with the basketball out front. This is Sanchez. Sanchez gives it off to Tucholsky. Tucholsky drives in. Her lay-in is good. Tucholsky with the lay-in. North College leads 51 to 26. And checking in will be Robin Blunt. Chapman picked up the personal foul. That's foul number two on Abby Chapman. Second free, free throw is up and good. So Tucholsky completes the old-fashioned three-point play. She's got 6 points, and the defenders lead 51 to 27. Well, the basketball out front is Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Chapman with it on the wing. Comes back over to Cook. Cook looking for Holst. Instead steps up. She's pushed out on the floor. Gets it away. Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Her jumper no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Sulski. Sulski, long pass into the front court. Sanchez. Sanchez will put up the jumper from the wing. It's good. Kelly Sanchez with 4 points. And the North College lead is 51-29. Under 5 minutes left to go in the half. Pass right side, Chapman. Chapman looking down low. Has the dribble. Picks it up now. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it underneath to Cook. Cook to Blunt, and Blunt is called for steps. Travel violation called on Blunt. Kelly Sanchez did not play in the loss to Hastings, but she played almost immediately today. She's averaging 6.1 points per game as I do a little bit of on-the-fly homework. Sanchez passes right side, gets it to Sulski. Sulski on the wing to Tucholsky. Tucholsky rattles it in. Tucholsky with a two-point basket, and the North College lead is 20 at 51-31. 4 minutes remaining in this ballgame. In the first half. Wesleyan with a steal. Coming back the other way, Tucholsky. Tucholsky floater, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus, and Skelhaus is fouled on the play by Kelly Sanchez. And North College will go to the free throw line. Skelhaus will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. So the first free throw on the way for Skelhaus is up, in off the heel, no good. 51-31 our score. Coming back the other way with a basketball is Sanchez. Sanchez goes right side to Diaz. Diaz on the right wing to Tucholsky. Tucholsky to Diaz. Diaz for the basketball. Diaz to Tucholsky. Tucholsky shot, no good in the lane. Rebound deflected and picked off by the defenders. Coming away with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Right side. Goes over to Chapman. Chapman shot, feeds it down low to Holst. Holst, two shots, no good in the lane. Now a jump ball called on the alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. Ball's inbounded to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot no good. So Van Dyke will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. 51-31. First free throw by Van Dyke is good. Kara Van Dyke now with 11 first half points, and the defender lead is 52-31. We've still got 3:15 to go till halftime. Another free throw coming. This one's up, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Jamie Cook. Cook with a put back. She's got 4 points. So North College leads at 54-31. 3:05 and counting. First half. Ball deflected, picked off by Skelhaus, feeded ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has it stripped away from her by Lauren Ziegenbeam. Ziegenbeen with the basketball. Ziegenbeen picks up her dribble. She passes right side over to Alexis Elbert. Elbert gives it to Butcher. Butcher pivoting on the block. Nothing there. Reversal. Left side, Ziegenbeen. Kick out pass to Kolsta. That goes to Sulski. Sulski, three-pointer is good. 54-34, Dort College leading, 2:30 remaining in the half. Skelhaus driving in. She's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Elbert. It's foul number one on her. So free throws on the way for Skelhaus. Skelhaus, first free throw is good. Jasmine with 13 first half points. She's got another one coming. Jessica Jelsma will check into the ballgame. Jamie Cook will check out of the game. Another free throw on the way for Skelhaus. This one's up and good as well. Jasmine Skelhaus makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders extend their lead to 56-34. We've still got 2:19 to go till halftime. With a basketball out front, they feed it off to Tucholsky. And I believe we've got an offensive foul called on Tucholsky. Tucholsky picks up her second personal. Dort College will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. A 56-point outburst in the first half of this game. Dort College leads it by 22. 2:13 and counting, first half. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it off to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone, they look for the pass down low. Jelsma has her pass deflected. It's taken away by Tucholsky. Tucholsky with the ball on the right wing. Tucholsky stops, feeds it right side. This is Elbert with it. Elbert feeds it down low for Butcher. Butcher's shot in the lane is good. 56-36, Dort College leading. 1:40 remaining in the first half. Pass goes inside Jelsma. Jelsma backing her way in. Shot no good, but a foul called on the rebound. That's going to be against Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook whistled for the personal on the free throw, or pardon me, on the rebound. That will result in two shots. Lots of free throw shot in this one so far. These will be the 14th and 15th free throws shot for Nebraska Wesleyan in the first half. Dort College has shot 16 free throws. All that adding up to a relatively sluggish first half of play. Dort College leading 56-37 as Butcher makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. This one's up and off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Jamie Cook takes it away, gives it right side Brookice. Brookice gets the return pass. Left side it goes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cook. Cook lays it up with the left hand. It's good. And Jamie will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 58-37 hour score, Dort College by 21. So free throw on the way here for Cook, trying to extend the lead. Dort College with 58 points in the first half of play. And the free throw for Jamie Cook. Cook is a 75% free throw shooter. She is 2 for 2 today. Make it 3 for 3. 7 first half points for Cook. Dort College leads 59-37. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball in the backcourt. Trap for the moment is Sanchez, and we've got a foul called on the trap against the Dort College defenders. So the foul is going to go on Dort College and Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for her second personal foul. Sanchez will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is no good. She's got another one on the way. So second free throw is up, and that one rattles in. So Sanchez makes one of two. Dort College leads 59-38. 1:14 remaining in the first half. Dort College with the basketball. Donnell Bone will drive right baseline. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it up front. Brookice. Brookice back over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz stops. Gives it off to Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Gets it away to Bone. Bone to Brookice. Eight to shoot. Brookice steps in. Tough shot. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Cassandra Solsky. Solsky with the basketball. Comes back right side over to Ziegenbeam. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz for the defenders. Kim Cruz will walk it up. Cruz with the basketball, gives it off Brookice. Brookice feeds it down low for Holst. Holst, baby hook, shot no good from the right baseline, and now a jump ball called on the alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the ball. They bring it up with a chance to cut the lead down to 20. Under 20, they can get it cut if they can make a two-point basket here. Diaz with it, drives right side, crosses over, flings it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Bone, 12 seconds left. 10, here comes Cruz, 8 seconds, passes right side, Blunt. Blunt to Holst. Holst misses the first free throw, first shot underneath, makes the second one, and that's the end of the first half. Michael Holst with 6 first-half points. Dort College leads 61-38. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College Defender Women's Basketball team races out to a 61-38 halftime advantage over Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this afternoon. A first half for the teams combined to shoot 35 free throws. Dort College was up nearly 30 at 51-24. They're also ahead at 45-18, so 27-point advantages. Nebraska Wesleyan able to cut the lead down to 20 at 54-34. We go into the locker room, though, with a 23-point difference at 61-38. Dort College led unofficially by Jasmine Skelhaus with 14 points. Nebraska Wesleyan is topped by Bridget Butcher with 16 points in the first half of play. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the first half numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Dort College in women's basketball. Dort leads 61-38. For those of you listening, paying attention, Dort College, during the pregame show, I indicated what Dort College's offensive average is for the season per game. 69.9 points per game. So Dort College in one half of basketball, nearly at their season average for per game scoring. Dort College, 20 of 33 from the floor, 60.6%, 8 of 10 on three-pointers, 80%, 13 of 18 on free throws, 72.2%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 13 of 24 from the floor, 54.2%, 1 of 5 on threes, 20%, 11 of 17 on free throws, 64.7%. Dort College holds a slight 16-14 rebounding advantage. Nebraska Wesleyan, 10 turnovers, Dort College has 5. Jasmine Skelhaus has a team-high 14 points. Kara Van Dyke has 11. 8 for Kayla Brookice. 6 for Danelle Bone. 7 for Abby Chapman. 6 for Michael Hull. 7 for Jamie Cook. 2 for Kim Cruz for their total of 61. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they are led by Bridget Butcher with 16 points. 6 of 7 from the floor. 4 for 5 on free throws. 8 points for Felicia Tucholsky. 5 points each for Amanda Diaz and Kelly Sanchez. 3 for Cassandra Solsky. And 1 for Courtney Cook for their total of 38. Solsky has 3 rebounds. Butcher has 4. Dort College, 3 rebounds for Skelhaus, 3 for Holst, and another 3 for Jamie Cook. 4 assists for for Jasmine Skelhaus this afternoon. 2 assists each for Tucholsky and Ziegenbeam. 3 steals for Tucholsky. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with a look at what's happening around the conference right after this.
I'm just...
York College leads Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime 61-38. Other halftime scores, Northwestern over Concordia 47-32. Morningside over Doan 44-34. That is in the second half. No report on Midland and Briarcliff. That was set to begin at 2:30 today. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Also made possible by the Benignland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders with the commanding lead. With the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Cut off. Feeds it inside to Jelsma. Jelsma puts it on the deck a couple too many times. And coming away with the basketball is Tucholsky. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan trying to stage a comeback and taking it hard to the basket is Bridget Butcher. And Butcher will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 19:41 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College in command. As we come up on this basketball game being 1 hour old. First free throw by Butcher is good. She's got another one coming, 61-39. A second free throw on the way. This one is up and good. So Butcher makes them both. She's got a game-high 18 points today. Left side pass goes over to Jelsma, Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball down to the baseline. Van Dyke out front. Skelhaus lets fly with a three. Missed it. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma over to Bone. Bone, Jelsma. Jelsma left corner. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice double teamed. Tries to get it back outside to Jelsma. It's taken away by Wesleyan. Coming back the other way is Cook. And Cook dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Dort College will walk it into the front court. This is Jasmine Skelhaus with it. Skelhaus with it right side. They go over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the baseline. Van Dyke puts up the reverse, gets it to go, and she is fouled on the play. So free throws coming for Dort College and Van Dyke. It's foul number four, by the way, on Butcher. Free throw by Van Dyke is off the mark, no good. 63-40, the score remains. So Van Dyke now with 13 points, and Wesleyan unable to hang on to it. An unforced turnover on the far sideline. They'll leave Butcher in for the time being. And Wesleyan late in getting a player in at the scorer's table, unable to get her checked in. Brookice passes right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Bone. Bone back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the left hand flips it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front. Bone. Bone. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball looking right baseline. Gets it instead over to Jelsma. Jelsma is fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go on Courtney Cook. Cook has picked up her third personal in the process. New player checking in for Wesleyan will be Lauren Ziegenbein. Checking out of the contest will be Butcher. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane will be Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking, still looking. Gets it in Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 15 points. Dort College leads 65-40. Dort College in control of this one. 18-16 left to play. They pass it down low, but the basketball is Ziegenbein. Ziegenbein, reversal. It's taken away by Brookice. Brookice with a steal. Here comes Caleb with the basketball. Caleb feeds it right side, Gelsman. Gelsman looking inside, kick out pass Bone. Bone, extra pass into the corner. Skelhaus, three, good. Jasmine Skelhaus, the extra pass resulting in an open look for Skelhaus. Now getting into the passing lane is Brookice, and Brookice forces the turnover as Tucholsky is unable to hang on to it on the sideline. Gelsma checks out of the ballgame. Checking in for Door College is Michael Holst. With it is Bone. Bone runs out of options, puts up the three, shot no good. And now a jump ball called on the rebound, alternating possession. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan basketball, 17:39 remaining in this contest. Door College 68, Nebraska Wesleyan 40. Bringing the ball up is Diaz. Diaz with it. She goes right side, feeds it down low to Kolstey. To Kolstey, getting a little room to work, fires it off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with it, comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke splits the defense, glides in for the right-handed layup. It's good. Kara Van Dyke with a team-high 17 points, sharing game honor, team honors with Jasmine Skelhaus. And the Door College lead is 70-40. Tucholsky with it on the right wing. Tucholsky puts it on the deck, down to the baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for her second personal foul. And throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan to trigger it. Diaz gets it in over the top to Sulski. Sulski with it, right block. Comes back outside to Cook. Courtney Cook puts it up over the top of Micah Holst, misses the shot. Cook with a back, flips it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with a head full of steam. She stops, right side Bone. Bone with the basketball, back over to Brookice. Brookice steps into a three, missed it, no good. Rebound there, though, is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a putback. Kara Van Dyke with the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 19, eight of them in the second half, and the Dort College lead is 72-40. Driving in, left-handed layup, shot no good by Diaz, but Diaz is fouled on the shot. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Amanda Diaz. Diaz with 5 points. Came into the game averaging 5.7 points per outing. First free throw is up and good. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Second free throw is up and good, so Diaz makes them both. She's got 7 points, and the defender lead is 72-42. Newman with the basketball. She goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with it at the top of the key. Right side, Skelhaus feeds it down low for Holst. Holst comes back over. Left side, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Holst. And Holst is going to be called for charging. Emma Neal flops to the ground. The foul call against Micah Holst. Well, we just watched the replay on the webcast. May have been a little bit of acting there, but they get the benefit of the call. Emma Neal with the offensive foul call against Holst. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College up and running with it, and coming away with it is Diaz on the steal of the long pass. Diaz comes back left side. Goes over to Sanchez. Ball's down on the ground. Picked up by Sanchez. Sanchez, three players around her. She loses it. Picked up by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus with it on the right wing. She gives it over to Brookice. Brookice, pass out front, picked up by Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Chapman looking down low. She gives it to Holst. Holst puts it up. Good. Micah Holst with a two-point basket. Micah Holst with 8 points. Dort College leads 74-42. Right side pass comes over to Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez into the corner. Diaz down to the baseline. She stops, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is blocked by Holst. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Sanchez. Sanchez gives it off. Shot no good by Neal. Rebound taken away by Holst. Micah Holst with the basketball. She passes it ahead to Skelhas. Skelhas out front. Goes back over to Brookeis. Brookeis trying to feed it down low for Holst. Holst back over to Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Brookeis. Brookeis, Newman. Newman left wing. 12 to shoot. Lob pass over the top for Holst. Holst lay-in good. 10 points for Holst. Dort College leads 76-42. Dort College has outscored Wesleyan 15-4 to start the second half. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Dort College's defense a little sharper here in the second half than it was in the first half. Chapman goes right side Brookeis. Dort College also more patient on offense. With it, left side Chapman. Chapman, nothing there. Abby passes out front Brookeis. She'll let fly for three. Got it. Brookeis is making nearly 60% of her three-pointers this season. She makes it a 79-42 ball game with that made free three-pointer. She's got 9 points on threes, 11 for the ball game. Wesleyan with the basketball. They pass it left side over to Diaz. Diaz with the ball. Diaz gives it up to Sanchez. Sanchez with it out front. Sanchez, nothing there. Comes back over to Ziegenbeen. Ziegenbeen drives in, shot no good, and the rebound is taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Chapman. Chapman with the ball. She's got it on the right side. Abby picks up her dribble. Out front, Skelhas. Extra pass over to Brookeis. Ball fake down to the baseline. Cut off. Comes back over to Chapman. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Underneath, intended for Holst, unable to hang on to it. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 79-42 in this one, 12:54 to go. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dort College on defense, Wesleyan over the basketball. Dort College leads at 79-42. Out front with the basketball is Ziegenbeen. Ziegenbeen goes to Cook. Courtney Cook drives in, blocked by Blunt, but a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. And Nebraska Wesleyan will have free throws on the way. I believe that one's going to go against Robin Blunt, and that is her first personal foul. 12:42 left to go in the contest. Dort College with this one well in hand, looking like they're going to win their third conference game of the season. First free throw by Cook is good. She's got 2 points. That's Courtney Cook, C-O-O-K for Nebraska Wesleyan. We've got Jamie Cook on the other side of the ledger for Dort College. That's K-O-K. Long pass into the front court over the top. That was Robin Blunt getting free. And the two teams exchange two-point salvos. Dort College leads 81-44. Right side over the basketball is Sanchez. Sanchez picks up her dribble. She goes right side over to Tucholsky. To Colstie, feeds it to Ziegenbeen. Ziegenbeen reverse layup is good. Ziegenbeen with 2 points. Dort College leads 81-46. 12:10 remaining. Right side it goes. This is Chapman. Abby Chapman with the ball. She'll drive in. Tries to pass it over to Van Dyke, and it's taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan off and running. Courtney Cook, and the ball stripped away by Abby Chapman. Chapman, the sophomore, brings the ball up for the defender. She passes over the top, finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in good. Kara Van Dyke found an open spot in the secondary, if you will. Carved it out. She's got 21 points. Dort College leads 83-46. Left side pass, Wesleyan basketball, Cook. Cook down to the baseline, nothing there to Tucholsky. Tucholsky misses the three. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook for the defenders. Jamie Cook ahead to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz into the lane. Kick out pass, comes back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cook. Cook, spin move, comes back right side. This is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 23 points. She got a jump start today. And the defenders lead 85-46. 11:06 remaining in this contest. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. They've got it up front to Kulsti. To Kulsti into the lane, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And the defenders commit the foul as to Kulsti will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. Well, I can sense the questions coming already, so we'll do a little bit of homework on the high watermark for Dort College offensively in the last few years. They take just a little bit of looking to get this squared away. 11 minutes remaining. Dort College with this one in hand. Second free throw, no good. So a pair of missed free throws by Tucholsky. She's a 62% free throw shooter. She is 2 for 5 today. Right side pass, Chapman. Chapman, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound deflected out, picked up by Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Lauren Zegenbeen. Zegenbeen comes back over to Tucholsky. Tucholsky, layup right hand, left side, good. Tucholsky with 10 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 85-48. Coming back the other way is Skelhas. Skelhas fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot. Two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Skelhas. 17 points today. And the first free throw by Jasmine is up and good. She's got another one coming. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 10:30 left to go in the contest. College has extended the lead out to 86-49 with another free throw pending. This one's up and good as well. Skelhas makes them both. She's got 19. And the defenders lead at 87-48. 87-48, our score. Pass goes high post to Butcher. Butcher tries to pass it off. It's deflected out by Jamie Cook. North College has the defense. Pulling it out, Wesleyan. Butcher, right elbow. Passes back out to the perimeter. Three-pointer and banking it in from the angle. From the right wing, she was closer to the baseline than the wing actually was Diaz. Diaz gets the shot to go. Dort College leads 87-50. Left side of the basketball is Bone. Bone gives it up to Skelhas. Skelhas to Cook. Cook outside Brookice. Brookice to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Bone. Bone is fouled on the play. And Danelle Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. So Danelle Bone shooting a pair. She's got 6 points today. Oddly enough, she's 0 for 2 from the free throw line today. She'll shoot a pair. Dort College will be in the, well, they aren't in the bonus yet. First free throw by Danelle, no good. Well, this is odd that Danelle Bone struggles from the free throw line. She came in right around 70%. She's 0 for 3 today. Another free throw on the way for Bone. This one's up and good. So Danelle makes one of two free throws, and the defenders lead 88-52. And a blocking foul called on Kayla Brookice, I believe. Brookice picks up foul number three. So a one-and-one opportunity coming for Nebraska Wesleyan and Felicia Tucholsky. Tucholsky, 2 for 5 from the charity stripe. For the defenders, their high point so far this season was 92 points in a loss to Briar Cliff in overtime back on the on December 4. So Dort College threatening to go above that today. Coming back right side is Bone as Tucholsky made one of two. Right side is Brookice. Brookice to Skelhas. Fakes left, goes right, has it stripped away. Nebraska Wesleyan coming up with it. Dort College on defense. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook ahead to Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Skelhas over the top, Bone. Bone puts it up, and she is fouled from behind. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot another two. .88-53, Dort College in front. More games looming for the defenders next week. Top team of the conference, Northwestern, coming to town on Wednesday night. Bone makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming, 89-53. Second free throw on the way for Danelle Bone. Bone today with 8 points. And make it 9 as she makes that free throw. And now she's up to 50% for the ball game, 3 for 6. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Alexis Elbert. Elbert to Sulski. Sulski to Diaz. Diaz to Tucholsky. Tucholsky, power move, inside, good. Tucholsky with 12 points, and the beg your pardon, 13 points, and the defender lead is 90-55. Coming back the other way is Kim Cruz. Cruz to Brookeis. Brookeis feeds it down low for Jamie Cook, and Cook brings it down momentarily. Tied up on the play, jump ball, it will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College maintains possession of the basketball. 8:32 remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan on defense. They get the ball inbounded to Kayla Brookeis. They go high post to Jamie Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Cook back over to Cruz, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back right side over to Brookeis. Brookeis to Cook. Cook fires it up, gets it to go, and she is fouled on the play. Jamie Cook with a made bucket. She'll go to the free throw line now for the three-point play opportunity. Kara Van Dyke will check into the ballgame. She'll check in for the shooter, Jamie Cook. Tucholsky has just picked up her fourth personal. 92-55, Dort College in front. And Cook makes the free throw. And that establishes a new season high for the defenders at 93-55. Previous high point for that for the defenders before that went loss to Briarcliff in overtime was an overtime win last year around this time of the year over Concordia. That came in double overtime, actually, 96-86. So Dort College well within striking distance of that. With the spinner in the lane is Sanchez. Sanchez with 7. Dort College leads 93-57. With the right side, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma to Cruz. Kim Cruz goes left side, Brookeis. Brookeis, pass, Bone. Bone, Jelsma. Jelsma penetrating. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key, directing traffic. Kara has it stripped. Gets it back over to Brookeis. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz, and Cruz gets called for a foul on the rebound. Pushing foul called on Kim Cruz. And will walk the other way and shoot free throws. It has been a while since Dort College broke the century mark. You've got to go back to the 10-11 season when they beat Central 106-58. Had a classic hosted by Northwestern for the last time Dort College broke the century mark in women's basketball. And they're within striking distance of that today. 93-57, 7:30 remaining in this contest. With the basketball out front is Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Jelsma directing traffic. She'll get it away to Bone. Bone to set things up. Working against Sanchez. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz goes left wing. To Jelsma. Jelsma, Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan and Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez will drive in, scoops it up with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookeis. Brookeis with the basketball. Brookeis will take it across the timeline, comes back right side, Bone. Bone beyond the 3-point line, right wing. They feed it to the cutter, Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in, good. Kara Van Dyke with another two. 25 for Van Dyke, and the defender lead is 95-57. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. This is Elbert. Elbert goes into the corner to Cook. Cook, Courtney Cook, double dribbles with it. Dort College will get the basketball back. Michael Hulst will check into the ballgame. Kara Van Dyke will check out. Van Dyke will check out with 25 points today, and my guess would be she is finished for the afternoon. Kim Cruz will bring the basketball up against Alexis Elbert. Cruz, Brookice, Jelsma. Jelsma at the free throw line, comes back over to Bone. Bone, right side, Kim Cruz. Cruz looking, comes back over to Bone. Bone, left side, Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up to Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play by Courtney Cook, and Cook has just picked up her fourth personal, I believe. One-and-one opportunity coming here for Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst today, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. This is a one-and-one opportunity, or is it a two? It's a two-shot situation, beg your pardon. It came on the shot. 95-57, North College in front. Early in the second half, North College took control. Really reestablished themselves after leading by 20 at halftime. Hulst makes one of two. Micah with 11 points. And the defenders lead 96-57. Pass deflected out by Brookice. Wesleyan turns it over at midcourt. Here comes Bone. Bone's going to drive in with a left hand. Layup good. Danelle Bone with 11 points. Just took it hard to the rack. Dort College leads 98-57. With the right side, shot blocked. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma up the floor. She's got it at the top of the key. Goes into the corner. Bone. Bone back over to Jess Jelsma. Jessica driving in. Her floater no good from the right left side with the right hand. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Jelsma has not scored today, nor has Emily Newman. Other than that, everyone who has played has scored. So let's see if Jelsma can get in the score column with a couple of free throws here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First free throw by Jelsma is good. Jelsma with another free throw. 99-57, Dort College in front. And Jelsma cashes in the second free throw. First time Dort College has broken the 100-point mark since 2010-2011 at the Holiday Classic hosted by Northwestern against Central. Well, driving right side, getting fouled is Diaz. Diaz will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Abby Chapman. Chapman picks up her third. So another free throw coming. This one's off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Diaz. Diaz is 5-for-7 from the charity stripe today. She's got another one coming. This one is up and good. So she makes one of two, does Diaz. Diaz with 9 points. Well, she's got 10, beg your pardon, at this point. Dort College leads 100-58. Right side pass to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman, Chapman. Chapman left side. Chapman lets fly with a three off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz gets the shot to go, and Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Well, there haven't been many times when Dort College has gone over the 100-point mark in regulation. Back in 06-07, they scored 109 in a double overtime win at Lamoni against Graceland. Cruz makes the free throw. She's got 10, and the defenders lead 103-258. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball after the three-point play by Cruz. See if they take some time off of the clock. Pass goes left side. 4:48 remaining. Pass goes down low. Shot by Butcher is no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, the most points scored in a half before today was 60. Dort College scores 61 to establish a new school record in that category. Most points scored in a game was that 109 total versus Graceland back in 2006. Making one of two free throws that time was Butcher, making it 103-59. Robin Blunt misses a layup attempt on the other end. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball in between the circles. Driving with the left hand, picking up the dribble now is Diaz on the step back. Her shot's no good. Rebound corralled by Newman, but they say that she stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Wesleyan basketball. I believe what they're saying is Newman was out of bounds, jumped back in, and hadn't established herself on the rebound. 4:17 remaining. 4:17 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College 103, Nebraska Wesleyan 59.
Hey, Mike, you're going first.
And I'm guessing that there should be a shot clock reset on the play. So 103-59 our score. They're going to leave it at 15 seconds on the shot clock. Wesleyan with a basketball shot no good as it bangs off the backboard. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Right side is Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman spin move into the lane. No good, but she is, oh, we've got a foul on the play, and they're going to call a charge on Chapman. Offensive foul called on Abby Chapman. Abby picks up her fourth. 4:06 left to play in the game. Dort College 103, Nebraska Wesleyan 59. Well, for Nebraska Wesleyan, things get no easier for them as they travel to Doan. Another road trip for Wesleyan on Wednesday. They go to Crete, Nebraska. Three-pointer launched, no good. By Alexis Albert. Long rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball ahead to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt to Cook. Cook shot no good. There for the rebound is Newman. Newman can't get it to go. Blunt there for the offensive rebound. Can't get it to go. Blunt again, and she is held on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Robin Blunt to shoot a pair of free throws with Dort College leading 103-59. Dort College will win their third game of the season in conference play and will improve to 500 in overall at 9-9. Another free throw coming for Blunt as the first one rattles out. Her second free throw attempt on the way. Blunt unable to get it, but she tracks down the rebound. Comes over to Newman. Newman to Chapman. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz puts it on the deck hard. Drives in. They're going to wave off the shot. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Kim Cruz with 5 points unofficially. Will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 3:35 left to go in the game. First free throw is up. No good. Another free throw on the way for Cruz. Second free throw is up and good for Kim, so the whole Iowa native makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders lead at 104-59. 104-59, Dort College in front. Lauren Ziegenbeen gets the ball inbounded, or gets it over to Alexis Albert. Albert with the ball. Albert passes left wing. Comes out front, shot no good. Rebound long, tipped and controlled by Wesleyan, shot no good. Again, a put back this time for Wesleyan, Libby Henschke. Henschke with a two-point basket. And the Dort College lead is 104-61. Kim Cruz, left side Newman. Newman into the corner, Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Abby gets it back over to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the deck. Jump stop, her shot rims out and rims back in. Twirled around and fell through for Robin Blunt. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 106-61. 106-61 our score. Pass goes inside. Shot hooked up. Good. Two-point basket for Nebraska Wesleyan. Getting that shot was Sadie Hunt. Hunt with a two-point basket. Comes over to Cruz. Dort College leading 106-63. Three-pointer by Abby Chapman. That ties the record for the most points in a game for Dort College. That ties the record set in 2006 against Graceland. So Chapman with 10 points. Robin Blunt with a steal. Blunt stops, puts it up, layup good. Robin Blunt with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders lead at 111-63. 1:46 remaining. Wesleyan with the basketball. Out front with it is Henschke. Henschke on the left wing. They feed it down low. Kick out pass, three, no good. And the rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt ahead to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Pass comes right side, Cook. Cook lays it up, good. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line. She will shoot. I beg your pardon, she makes the bucket. And the Dort College lead is 113-63. Timeout charged to the defenders to get new players into the game. Checking in, Paige Engbers. Also checking into the ball game for the defenders is Shady Yeager. Engbers, a 5'10 freshman from Pella, Iowa. Shady Yeager, a 6-foot center. She's a freshman as well from Hull, Iowa. Three rattles in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Emma Neal with the 3-point basket. Dort College leads 113-66, under a minute remaining. Jelsma underneath DeJager. DeJager's basket is good. Shay DeJager with a 2-point basket. 115-66. Dort College leading, 45 seconds left to go. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan working it around. Comes back outside. On the wing is Sadie Hunt. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Passes left side, Engbers. Engbers with it on the wing. Comes back over. Goes into the corner, Blunt. 18 seconds left to go in the game. Comes back outside to Jelsma. Dort College will salt it away. 115-66, our final score. Dort College improves to 9-9 overall. 3-7 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan drops to 1-13 and 0-9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders defeat Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play today, 115-66. Dort College in front at halftime, 61-38. That was a new record for points and a half for the defenders, and they establish a new school record for points in a game as well, with 115 today, shattering the old record of 109 set in 2006 in a double overtime win over Graceland in Lamoni. The Dort College defenders never trailed in this one. They scored the first 4 points of the basketball game before Nebraska Wesleyan had an offensive possession, as there was an administrative technical assessed to Wesleyan as they were unable to, well, they had the wrong numbers in the scorebook. And one of their players, a starter, and by the time everything's assessed and a possession is awarded, Dort College was up 4-0 before Wesleyan had the ball. Dort College rolls 115-66. Defenders led by Kara Van Dyke with 25 unofficially, while Nebraska Wesleyan was topped by Bridget Boucher with 19. Dort College outscores Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half, 54-28. 54-28 is how it broke down in the second half, 61-38 in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. 115-66, the final score. Dort College victorious over Nebraska Wesleyan. Before we get to more of the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap, I'm joined here by Caravan Dyke, Dort College women's basketball, one of the several seniors on the roster. And Kara this afternoon, good day of work, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 19 minutes of play. Productive day, Kara. You go 11 of 13 from the floor. A good way to bounce back after Wednesday night's game with Morningside.
Yeah, we really need this win, no matter what team it was, whether it's a team with their record or the better record. We just knew that we need a win going into our game next week.
Coming in, it seemed like there was a lot of emphasis put on the defensive end. Is that accurate? Is that what you were focusing on in practice the last couple of days?
Yeah, a big thing, I guess, both defensively and offensively is rebounding. If we can get rebounds, we can push the ball and attack. So we can run the floor well. So we've been working on rebounding a lot, so that was big for us.
Second half, you were able to cut to the basket. Looked like you felt a little more comfortable with just a little bit more room to work. You didn't want to get your back to the basket, but instead you were flashing from the elbow. Is that where you're more comfortable?
Yeah, I like the 15-foot range. That way I have room to work, like you said. And I know we have good screeners and cutters on our team, so it just works well as a whole.
Here we are, second semester about to begin for your senior year. Where have those 3.5 years gone, Kara?
Way too fast.
What are the goals for this team moving forward? 3 wins in the conference right now. Today marks the midway point in terms of games played in the conference. Obviously, you've got to play Northwestern yet for the first time around. We've got Concordia done with. But you're at the midpoint right now. What are the goals moving forward for this team?
As for us, the big thing is just to play for 40 minutes and to stay positive. A lot of times we get caught with our head down, but we know that we can take on any team. Like last year we beat Concordia, was the number one team in the nation. And I guess the GPAC is tough and anyone can beat anyone, so we got to know that going in.
Last semester for you as a student, what are the plans for you after this year is complete?
As of right now, I have no plans.
Well, that's a good way to have it.
Eventually, I'll figure something out, I hope. But
what are you going to graduate with a major
in? I'll graduate with a double major in business and sports management.
Okay. Well, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations on the win. Thanks for coming by. That's Kara Van Dyke. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma will be sliding in momentarily. Dort College, 40 of 65 from the floor for 61.5%, 11 of 19 on threes, 57.9%. 24 of 35 on free throws, 68.6%. Dort College holds a 41-27 rebounding advantage. They forced 19 turnovers. They committed 13. Before we go with it further with any numbers, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensman, Dort College women's basketball coach. Coach, we talked in the pregame. I don't think either one of us imagined something like this, though, where you put 115 on the board. You're able to limit Nebraska Wesleyan to 66. A pleasant surprise for your team in the first half of this basketball game, though.
Yeah, it was. We made shots inside to get us outside shots, and those were falling too. And that was nice that you make a bunch of shots. And then they went zone, and our first two threes went. So then it's just like, well, what can we do to slow them down? And I think we had probably close to 50 with like 5 or 6 minutes left. And I think our defense created a bunch of that, but we also pushed Jasmine Skelos in particular, pushed the ball well, and we challenged her to be more aggressive offensively, and she had a great game. She had a bunch of assists too, probably 4 or 5 assists, but I was really pleased with our guard play today, and Kara played really well, I thought, too, so. It was a very, very good game for us.
You limit your turnovers. You have just 13 this afternoon. That's good to see back down below 20, no matter who the opponent is.
Right. 4 of our last 5 games have been under 15 or less, and that's what we absolutely have to be at to win in the GPAC. To win against good teams, we can't have more than 15, and so that was one of our focus points, and I'm glad we were able to do it. I don't know what we had at halftime, but I thought we really took care of the ball well, and the little offensive changes that we made seemed like they helped us get more movement. So that was another key, is a little more movement in our offense.
5 turnovers at halftime, so that was a very good number. Moving forward, you've got Northwestern on Wednesday. You go to Doan on Saturday. You enjoy this one for a little while, but it's back to work very shortly to prepare for Northwestern.
Yes, I guess it is. I want to enjoy this one a little bit, but any GPAC win, you want to enjoy it. It's fun to be able to play at home and to play well. And it will be fun to prepare for Northwestern. They're a very, very good team, and it'll be a great challenge for our ladies.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Here are the numbers. Then continuing on, Nebraska Wesleyan, 21 of 53 from the floor, 39.6%. 3 for 10 on threes, 30%. 21 of 32 on free throws, 66%. Dort College out rebounds Nebraska Wesleyan 41 to 27. Dort College was led by Caravan Dykes, 25 points. She was 11 of 13 from the floor. Jasmine Skelhaus with 19. She was 5 for 6. 12 points for Jamie Cook, 11 for Micah Holst, 11 for Danelle Bone, 11 for Kayla Brookeis, 10 for Abby Chapman, 6 each for Robin Blunt and Kim Cruz, 2 for Shady Yeager, 2 for Jessica Jelsma. No one for Dort College played more than 26 minutes. Everyone in uniform got into action today. Nebraska Wesleyan was led by Bridget Boucher with 19 points. Felicia Tucholsky had 14. 11 for Amanda Diaz. 7 for Kelly Sanchez. 3 each for Cassandra Solsky and Courtney Cook. 2 each for Lauren Ziegenbeen and Sadie Hunt. 2 for Libby Hinsky. Jessica Jelsma, Caravan Dyke each had 5 rebounds for the defenders. Jamie Cook led the way with 8 rebounds. Micah Holst also had 5. Robin Blunt had 6, 4 offensive, 2 defensive. 6 for Kelly Sanchez, 4 each for Solsky, Cook, and Boucher. 2 assists for Tucholsky, 2 for Ziegenbeen as well. Jasmine Skelhaus had 5 assists. 4 assists for Abby Chapman. 2 assists each for Jessica Jelsma and Kira Van Dyke. 3 for Kim Cruz. She also had a steal. Brookeis and Skelhaus both had 2 steals as well. Dort College is 9-9, 3-7 in the conference. Wesleyan drops to 1-13 and 0-9 in the conference. Other GPAC scores in finals. Northwestern over Concordia, 86-68. Morningside holds off Doan in Sioux City, 72-69. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dahma, Dort College men's basketball coach, right after this.